So hello everyone. Today I'm going to talk about enhancing delivery using Kubernetes Gateway API and Istio. Excuse me. Oh, is it fine now?
Yes.
All right. Kubernetes Gateway API and Istio and how we use these tools for internal deployments at DigitalOcean. A quick show of hands, like how many of us use Kubernetes at work? Gateway API, Istio, all that sort of stuff. Well, some folks know this stuff already. Bit about me, I'm Sachin. I work as software engineer at DigitalOcean, mainly on platform engineering team. And that's our cute mascot, Sammy. We have a couple of Sammys over here if someone wants plush toys. So it was a recurrent theme throughout the entirety of the day that continuous deployment and continuous integration is a really hard problem. And the reason it is hard is because there are a lot of tools at work here, like lots of software components at work in tandem with each other. And the blowing up of any of the component might lead to a degradation of the entirety of the deployment pipeline and eventually might lead to an incident or degradation in SLA and SLOs. So it's a tough problem. There are a lot of solutions, but some work, some kind of work. And in cases of normal rollouts, they don't provide a lot of protections against some failures, especially in cases of false positive, in which like failure of a container or readiness check don't indicate a failure of the entirety of pipeline. And so you don't have a lot of protection in those cases because it doesn't provide you a safe framework to roll back to. A bit interlude of how we do deployments at DigitalOcean. We use a software called DOCC. It's not an acronym. I think it was an acronym at some point, but we now agree it's not an acronym at this point. And it's just an abstraction on top of Kubernetes with all the same defaults, battery included, defaults provided. And it does not include all those features for Kubernetes, but it provides like 99% of the features that make sense for our internal users. So it's, like I said, it's a scalpel, not a sesame knife for declarative deployments that we do at DigitalOcean. A bit architecture of DOCC, it's a simple client-server architecture. We have a DOCC, client that talks to a server. The server talks to a Kube API server. We have a bunch of controllers that interact with the Kube API server. We use kubectl, but it's mostly for the platform team to have administrative tasks because users don't usually care about the low-level details, but we do provide some read access if someone wants. And fun fact, DOCC server is deployed on top of DOCC, so it's kind of like a chicken egg thing. Very simple DOCC manifest. It's declarative, like I said. We use JSON instead of YAML. We got a bad taste for YAML at a certain point. Fairly intuitive. We have namespaces, scale, container to define the container that will be deployed. maintainer for which team, so that the team can be rolled back to in case of a failure. all that jazz, really intuitive, really simple to use. Getting back to our normal rollouts, we'll take a quick look of how normal rollouts work and what's the problem with those approaches in the end. We'll use a simple Nginx deployment to track this. So we used to have a 123 image, we converted it to 124, applied that manifest, the update starts rolling out. So initially we just have all the traffic pointing at 123, but as time goes on, as soon as we apply the manifest, the newer versions will start coming up. So you see there's a 124 application that came up, and the traffic will be reverted to that one, and the older version will be destroyed. And the same thing goes for all of these. It looks like they are in-place updates, but the cycle is always the newer version gets created, the traffic gets redirected, and the older one is finished off. And going on, we can see some obvious problem with this. First thing first is like there is no way to control the percentage or the time for the traffic to be rolled over. So in case of large deployments, it can take a couple, and in case of small deployments, it's like a couple of seconds. But essentially, no one has control over it. It depends on